But do you want to come back, Michael, to Ben? On, I mean, did, for example, Ben's catalogue of the changes that look like more diversity, Ben, even though within...
Thank you, yes. I mean, Ben pointed to areas, I think, that are real strengths. I mean, undoubtedly, there are... The controlled assessment at OCR, I think, that as you described, I think is a real strength. It's it builds on the kind of model that you were talking about, you're getting your students to do in Key Stage 3 curriculum, and I think that's where we've got a progression built into to GCSE. The big issue for me is the wider issue that I raised earlier about only studying 20th century history for 2 years, and I think that's a really fundamental issue that we need to address in looking at the curriculum for from five to 16. But it's for every argument, for every example you provide of really good practice, it seems to me that you can find in examination papers formulaic assessment that actually places a ceiling on young people's achievement and leads to prosaic teaching. So I think the fundamental issues to address, but the content one, I think, is the most fundamental, perhaps, and also the scholarship one that I alluded to earlier, because I do think because the pace of change in terms of revision of GCSE and A-level as well, and because of the separation of school history and the academy, there aren't the structures that were once in place to involve university historians in the redesign of specifications at GCSE. You know?